السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're recording right now, and we are going to talk today about the noun sentences. So what we talked about last time was what? Verb sentence. Verb sentences. So the verb sentence is made of what?
Verbs.
Verb plus.
Plus
subject.
Plus object.
Plus object.
Yeah.
Smart.
That's a very amazing formula.
Okay. And the verb sentence is made of these things. And this is, these are basically, this is a noun. And the noun. And this is sh, verb. Okay. This is. Okay, this is marfu', and this is mansub. And this one either fatha or marfu'. You got it? Either fatha or marfu'. When is it going to be fatha? If it is what? Past. Is it? Can I call it mansub? No. It's not mansub. It is fatha. Always fatha. It's not mansub. Why? Mansub means it could change. But fatha means that's it. Solid. It just doesn't change. And then there's also sukun if it's an am. Ah. What? Command.
Let me see.
No. Come on. All right. Now, we go back, and in English, we don't have a noun sentence. So what is the noun sentence? Make sure they are, don't talk. Silence them.
I don't have my homework today, so I guess I'll just...
So the noun sentence is going to be made of subject and predicate. Subject and predicate. How do you spell predicate? Is that right spelling?
No.
It's
close enough.
A
T. Preterit.
And an E.
So subject is called mubtada.
This is mine, I found it. I did too.
Mubtada, I hear talking. Mubtada, and this is khabar.
Is khabar like grave? Oh, it's not
khabar, no.
Oh.
Khabar is grave.
Oh.
This is one, this one is fi'l.
فاعل
مفعول.
Ah,
what's going on?
She threw away a valuable piece
of paper. So, فاعل مفعول is for the verb sentence. So make sure you take that note here. And then the noun sentence is subject, which is مبتدأ, and then predicate, which is خبر. Okay. So today we're going to do the noun sentence. In English, do we have noun sentences in English?
No.
No. Why not?
Because it does not have a verb.
Because what are you going to do?
We always must have a verb in English.
Yes.
No noun sentence in English?
An answer in the form of a sentence could be like the cow or something. And that would
doesn't
matter.
Do you have anybody has a paper homework?
He just turned in his.
Okay, good.
And I have this, but I'm going to finish it and turn it in during, because I need to do this column.
Two.
Okay.
I wanted the number two.
So the no noun sentence is in English because if it doesn't have a verb,
Like,
we add what?
A verb.
We add verb to be. Yes. You know what is a verb to be? Like will.
Sir.
Like no. Like will is like you add like is are was will etc. So you got that very well? So do we have noun sentences in English? No, we don't. All right. Agreed about that?
I agree
right. With
si, senor.
I don't know how to say agree in Spanish.
Si, si.
Is it a Spanish class?
It's no. Multilingual.
Yeah.
Si, senor. What was that supposed to mean?
Sarah, we want to make sure that they don't talk.
No, don't give me the duster.
Okay. Now let's do examples and learn from the examples. If we say Nabil is nice. Nabil is nice.
That's an opinion.
Okay?
That's not an opinion.
In Arabi we remove is.
So true.
Remove
Nabil nice.
In Arabic. So is remove in Arabic.
Nabil
it doesn't
nice.
So yeah, so
nice,
we do no we do Nabil
Nabil
Latif.
Yes, okay.
So we say Nabil. Latif.
Is that your actual last name?
No.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
So.
Oh, okay.
So, na, bil,
lun,
latifun. So we say nabilun, latifun.
This one,
nabilun, shayfun.
Nabilun, latifun. You
got
it?
Was there a purpose or by accident? Whoa, that's just.
So we wanna. Say this is mubtada. The first one is Nabil is what? Mubtada.
Yes.
And it's marfu' with what?
Marfu' dhamma.
Subject or mubtada? So this is mubtada. And this is khabar. And the mubtada is what? Marfu' bil dhamma. And this khabar is marfu' with what?
Bil
dhamma.
Why don't you just like write same as I write or what? Okay.
Now I am going to give you example. And then ask you to do it.
Okay.
All right? So let's do a competition here.
A competition? Yeah. Is there a prize? $50?
No. Just honoring. Like you get bragging privileges.
Oh, I want a bragging privilege. Say nothing.
Okay. So we want to say, here we want to say, the two masjids are near.
Masjid.
The two masjid.
No.
The two?
Masjidani,
Qariban.
Are near.
Masjidani, Qariban.
So what do we do with R?
Qariban.
What do we do with R?
We
take it out.
Forget about it.
Yes.
And then ga al-masjidani. Yeah.
Masha'Allah. So al-masjidani or al-masjidaini. Which one? Which one you take?
Al-masjidani. No, al-masjidani.
Why?
It's marfu.
Bil alif. Yes. Why is it marfu bil alif?
Because it's
double.
Because it's like yeah. Double. Yeah, what you said. And then Masjidaini is going to be for Mansub.
Because it is Muthanna.
What's
double is means Muthanna.
I meant like
Ithnain
or something.
Yeah, double means Muthanna. Muthanna means Ithnain.
Oh, okay.
Muthanna. Okay. So that is right. That is wrong.
Markers.
Now, what is the next one? Qaribani or Qaribaini?
Because like it has to be the same.
Yes.
Or qaribaini. You're taking notes?
Possibly.
So that's wrong. That's right. It's marfu' bil alif. So this is here and this is through here.
Thank you very much.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to now do another example. I want to say the girls are pretty.
Well, it's not.
The marker is very small.
Yeah.
The
type
of marker is weird.
The girls? Yeah, these are bad markers.
She just like throw into another room. Stay calm.
So, the girls are pretty. MashaAllah. Are pretty. Is yes, it's the banat. Pretty is P-R-E-T-T-Y?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
A
plus.
Yes.
So we do what with R?
Take it out.
And then we say al-banat.
Jamila.
What is, do we say al-banat? Or al-banatu? Or al-banati?
Banat.
Okay. So, is it al-banatu, al-banati, al-banata, or al-banat?
The last one.
Al-banat.
Al-banat. What's wrong?
It smells the
expo mark. Oh, okay. So al-banatu. Why? Because it's marfu' bil dhamma. Why it is marfu' bil dhamma? Because it is jam' because it's what? Jam' mu'annath salim. Because it's jam' mu'annath what?
It's dual and
no, jam' means many.
Many dual.
Plural, standard plural female. Because it's what? Standard?
Girl female.
Okay. And the girls, what? I mean the pretty, our pretty means, huh?
Jamilat.
That's right, mashallah. Jamilat. Jamilat.
I don't hello.
Okay, is it jamilatu, jamilati, jamilata, jamilat? It is what?
Jamilat.
To Jamilatu because it's marfu' bil dhamma.
Yes. Smart.
Well, it's his, but.
Why? Because it is.
Well.
Jam' mu'annath salim.
I'm
really tired.
Yeah, this.
Okay. Now. Let's do the jam'u mudhakkar salim.
What?
Okay.
Oh, that
do jam'u mudhakkar salim. So we'll say the praying men are standing. The praying men are standing.
Whoa, that's complicated.
Nice.
Okay, how do you say men? Rajul, right?
No, praying men. See, in English, there's no specific one word for praying men. In Arabic, there's one word for praying men.
What is it?
Who knows what is it?
It was on homework.
Huh? Yes, it's on the homework.
Al-Musallun.
Al-Musalli is the
one single.
Normal one, right?
Yes.
So Al-Musallun.
Uh-huh.
Standing. What's standing?
Al-Musallun. What is the?
Ijlis.
No. Opposite to Ijlis.
Huh?
Standing.
Waqif.
Waqifun?
Yes. Waqifun, mashallah. Inshallah.
You get a sticker.
So, Al-Musallun, Waqifun. So, okay, now, what is the other wrong form for al-musallun?
The wrong form?
Like for example here, al-masjidan is right and masjidan is wrong.
Al-musallin.
Waqifin. Al-musallina.
Waqifina.
Al-musallina. Waqifina.
That sounds like...
So this form is what? Wrong, and this is wrong because it should be marfu' bil waw.
Yes.
Because it is, you say, jam' mudhakkar salim. جمع مذكر سالم مرفوع بالواو. جمع مذكر سالم مرفوع بالواو. Right?
Right. Yes.
Okay. So now if I give you sentences and ask you to convert them to English,
easy
or
peasy lemon squeezy,
you might or might not answer them.
Most likely you have to.
You never said hi to. I'm waving at it.
This is how pigs sound like.
Oi.
All right.
I will use.
So now, we're going to do one surah and extract verb sentences.
Oh.
And if I tell you huwa Allahu ahad,
I will believe you.
If I tell you هو الله أحد.
Mm-hmm.
I come back.
So, Hua, can you get me a marker from the office?
Yeah.
I'll go buy some
Wallahu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I give you Huwallahu Ahad by itself, okay? Huwallahu Ahad. So where is the Mubtada?
Allah.
Allah.
Allah, exactly. So this is Mubtada.
Allah is awesome.
And where is Ahad? What is Ahad?
Khabar.
Khabar. So based on that, what do we say? Do we say Huwallahu, Huwallahi, Huwallaha?
Huwallahu.
Huwallahu.
Huwallahu. It needs to be marfu' bil dhamma.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, Huwallahu Ahadu. Okay. So huwa Allahu ahadu. Now when I say qul huwa Allahu ahadu. So now I'm going to add qul. So when you say Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Okay, what is Qul?
Say, I mean verb.
Say, so verb. So this is verb. And this verb, okay, this verb, what kind of verb? Is it past, future, present, or command?
Command.
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 Oh, command. Yes.
So that's why it's sukun.
Exactly. Always mabni ala sukun.
That's cool. No, it's
hot. So always what?
It's not cold, it's hot.
So what is command? It's fa'al what? Amr.
What?
Command means fa'al amr.
I don't know that.
It means command.
Command.
So command is fa'al.
Command
amr. You guys can keep your mouth closed. Okay. So where is the fa'al? Where is the fa'al? Huh? The fa'al, the doer. When Allah tells you, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, say Allah
you're
is
the
ahad.
Door.
You are the door.
Yes.
But where is it?
It's implied.
It's implied. MashaAllah.
It means it's not actually there, but you could like take it from there.
Yeah. Here,
okay.
There is
so you are
the
implied.
Subject. The subject is
implied,
which is you. That's the subject. Now, if it's implied, you don't need to know if it's marfu or madmu because it doesn't show.
Because it doesn't, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't show. So, this is the fa'il.
But
this
if
is
it
called
were there, would it be like unstone or something?
Say, قُلْ أَنْتَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. So, if you say, قُلْ أَنْتَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, people will know that you are not an Arabic-speaking person. Because, you know, in Arabic, an Arabic-speaking person will never say, قُلْ أَنْتَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ.
You know,
the people who study Arabic as a second language may do make this mistake. But people who talk Arabic, it doesn't make sense to them, قُلْ أَنْتَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, because
it's
Qul, always, the command always comes with what? You. Commands us like you.
Yeah.
Okay?
We should tell that to them later.
Qul. Okay. And then, Huwallahu Ahad is what? This is Hu Allahu Ahad is what?
Hu Allahu is going to be Mubtada and then Allah.
Yes.
Other than the rest is common.
This is going to be that noun is. Sentence.
Yes.
Or yes.
Noun sentence.
And the entire sentence is khabar. Is, sorry, maf'ul bihi. Noun sentence. And the entire sentence. Is object which is maf'ul bihi. Maf'ul bihi. Do you see now how the blocks built?
What
block? This is called block building. So like compound or building blocks, you take the symbol, this is not a symbol sentence. This is not a symbol sentence. This is compound.
Really? Wait, what Arabic level is this?
The highest.
The highest?
No, not the highest. We're going to pick examples from the Quran and show you the how it is being structured so the meaning comes into your mind. So basically, say Allah is Ahad.
No, I'm talking about this year. Like, what Arabic level is this?
It's not on my mind. So basically, I can I put quotes here? Can I put quotes here?
No.
Like quotes like that?
Quotes.
Yes.
Oh,
it's like say Qul Huwallahu Ahad.
Oh my God.
See now, why is it compound sentence? Because
it's like
Qul and then.
The thing, the inference.
The then, this whole thing is the object. This is what you need to say.
The word that he said, the
Where's the
donuts?
Okay. Then let's do Allah As-Samad. We say Allah As-Samad. Allah As-Samad. Okay, Allahu Samad. So what is Allah here?
Subject.
Subject, which is what in Arabic?
Mubtada.
Mubtada. And this Mubtada is what? Marfu' or?
Marfu'.
Marfu'.
Allahu
Marfu' bil Dhamma. Marfu' what, ya Farhan?
What?
Marfu' what?
With Allah.
Okay. Now, as-samad, what is as-samad?
It's everlasting.
Homework you have chemistry? Mm-hmm. You get to do chemistry when you're like 16.
So, as-samad is a description, adjective.
Yes.
Adjective. Adjective. And which is adjective means what? Sifa? Adjective means what? Adjective means what? Sifa?
No.
And then this thing, Allah is mawsuf. Describe. Mawsuf. So, both of them, they form mubtada.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it described the same as adjective?
No, described means the thing that's being described. Adjective means the description itself.
Like a description to a
so, Allah as-Samad. And both of them, they come into combine into Mubtada. So both of them combine into mubtada. So, or like the entire sentence is mubtada.
I have a question. Are you sure? Yeah. My dad said if I don't drink water, I will be dehydrated.
Okay. Now let's do the other. Let's do another example from the Quran, which is جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. It's
what
like إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ.
Oh.
So جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ.
Do you know the whole Quran?
Alhamdulillah.
Does he? I don't know.
Okay.
I think so.
It's cool.
Ask her.
You know
that?
See, the answer is, it's a very embarrassing question because to answer this question, I'll be bragging.
It's okay.
So, no, I don't like that.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get water?
No.
No. What time is it, Sarah?
9:57.
Okay.
Seven minutes.
So, Surah An-Nas and Surah An-Nas.
Release the rats?
The rats.
Can I go first?
No. I'm a rat.
Okay. So, Ja'a Nasrullahi wal Fath. Ja'a.
What does Ja'a mean? I don't know.
Come.
Come.
Nasru Allahi wa
Victory of Allah and. Oh yeah, the victory of Allah will come to the people.
No, I mean, Ja'a Nasrullahi wal Fath. We will talk about the subject. But
oh, the
let's
people
see.
Will come to Allah and that will be a victory. Really?
Let's take Ja'a first.
Come.
Ja'a is what?
Come.
Ja'a, came.
Came.
Or come.
Come.
Like,
yeah.
No, actually came.
Came.
Ja'a is what? Came. So, so it is what? Past verb, and it is fatha. So, فعل ماضي مبني على الفتحة.
Wait, what?
فعل ماضي means past مبني على الفتحة. You got it?
Yes.
مبني على الفتحة means could it ever be Dhamma?
No.
No.
No. Could it ever be other than Fatha? No. Mabni
no.
means all the time.
Oh,
so, yeah. What is the one that came?
People?
No.
The victory?
Nasrullah. Victory, yes.
Yes.
Victory
of Allah.
Of Allah.
The victory of Allah came to the people.
Exactly.
Yeah, after the third try.
Nasrullah.
After the third try.
So... Nasrullahi, this is a compound sentence, so then let's say Nasrullahi. Nasrullahi is combining two nouns. It's noun plus noun. Nasrullahi is noun plus noun.
Allah plus victory equals victory of Allah.
So, Nasrullahi is like Muhammad's car.
What?
Like Nabil's tongue. Is like Saeed's ear. So this is noun plus noun, which is say what? Remember that? Mudaf. Wa mudaf. Ilay. This is Nasrullah. Mudaf wa mudaf ilay. Okay. So now we take this. Then what is al fath?
The victory.
Fath is added noun. Or like combined.
Yeah.
Wow is combined combination letter.
Doesn't that mean like and?
Yes, which is and. Which means plus. Which means combination.
Plus minus.
Letter. Which means which combines two letters together. Combination letter. So, then, al-fath is what?
The victory.
Is,
victory.
Yes. So, al-fath is added noun. The fath is added noun. Okay. And Nasrullah, we can then combine the whole thing, and this whole thing becomes the subject. So this you can say like this: Ja'a Nasrullahi wal Fath. Ja'a Nasrullahi wal Fath. So if I would use parentheses, I would say Ja'a. Okay, and then Nasru Allahi wa al-Fath. This is how I break it. First of all, I break this by itself as added two added nouns. Which is mudaf plus mudaf ilay. You see, mudaf and mudaf ilay means two added nouns. You got it?
Yes.
You got it? Mudaf or mudaf ilay means like two added nouns. And this, then I'm going to say this is combination letter. So that is the first one to do. So that is the first portion of the sentence. Then we have wa. Wa is going to be combination letter. It's going to be
combination.
Yes. Combination. Letter. In Arabic, we call it harf, atf. We call it what?
Harf,
atf. Harf, atf. Okay? Now, al-fath is added noun. Al-fath is noun. So this is the second noun. Add it. And we call this ma'tuf alayhi. Okay? Then we take the whole Nasrullahi wal Fath all together. And we say this whole thing is the subject. And which is khabar. And this is ja'a. Ja'a is mubtada. I'm sorry, not khabar. The subject is fa'il. And this is ja'a is fa'il. فعل and فعل. You got that? What time is it, sir?
It's time to go on
a... What time?
1 minute left.
It's time.
Well, it's review time.
So basically, we learned few words that we need to... few terms that we need to reemphasize. Okay. So,
revolving fact.
So here's we say two nouns, two
couch.
Added. Two added nouns. So two added nouns, we call them what? Mudaf wa mudaf ilayh.
Yes.
So mudaf wa mudaf ilayh. No, when we have two added nouns. So like for example, the Masjid of Allah. So,
Masjid
Allah. Of Allah. So, the sign added means like this. This is plus. So, this is Masjidu Allah. So, you got that one? That's in Arabic. The second one is saying, combining two nouns. So combining two nouns. Can you give me an example of combining two nouns? Not adding. Combining two nouns. Combining is wa.
Oh, okay.
So we say Ahmed and the Muhammad.
Ahmed.
Wa. Muhammad. So wa is what? The wa here is harf at. And this one is ma'atuf. And this one is ma'atuf alay. معطوف عليه. You got it? You got the names?
Yes.
So you say Ahmed and Muhammad. So this here, the tool to add the two nouns is off, and the tool of which is Ahmed and the Muhammad. Ahmed and Muhammad. Do you see the difference between both?
Yes.
So this one is and.
And that one is.
This one is and. And this one is off. So that is the key thing that you have to keep in mind. Okay?
So you have to find out whether it's the and or the of by looking at the rest of the sentence?
No, if it's off, then it's adding two nouns. If it is wa, then combining two nouns. Mm-hmm. Combining two nouns is like Ahmed and Muhammad. Adding two nouns is like Rasulullah.
Like apples in the end.
Yes, like Rasulullah. The Prophet of Allah. Got it? And then we have, when we say adjective plus noun, adjective plus noun, okay, we call this adjective and noun, we call this sifa mausuf, sifa, and we call this what? Mausuf. So it's like this, big car, or the car is big, or Ahmed is smart. It's like Ahmed is smart.
What about Ahmed is bald?
Is smart. So Ahmed is mausuf and smart is sifa. So Ahmed, the king. So this is again sifa. صفة and موصوف. You got all these terms? These are the terms so that you can learn the terms as well, so that you can make the right description or the right i'raab. All right, you guys are dismissed.
Yeah.
The homework will be online.
I need help with this.
I'm busy now. I don't know why.
How old are you, Hakam?
If I tell you, you are
10
and 13.
I love her. You see?
Wow,
you're a man. Usually the